Last week, Vivendi Universal sued a subsidiary of Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation for $1 billion. Vivendi's Jean-Marie Messier, who happens to be Murdoch's arch-rival, says the company published secret codes allowing viewers to crack a digital pay TV system in France. The lawsuit is being painted as a showdown between two of the world's top media moguls. Satirist Harry Shearer says there are so many better ways to settle these matters.
The first time borderline celebrities climbed into the ring to mix it up, it was fun. This time, it's personal. Jean doesn't like Rupert.
I see his ugly Australian face in the ring. I punch it like an overripe honeydew, except he's already scattered his seeds.
Rupert can't stand Jean.
Oh, he's a kind of French pipsqueak that like collaborating with the Nazis. I may not load my gloves with metal studs when I face this mime of a mogul, but I just might.
Celebrity boxing just got a whole lot richer and meaner. Fox presents a night of pugilism that would make Mike Tyson blush. Because for one night only, it's three rounds, no headgear, and no refs. Rupert Murdoch.
I'd love it if they carried him out in Ziploc pouches.
Jean Messier.
I'll make him wish that he did have a union health plan.
Plus, an exciting undercard featuring Ken Lay versus the head of Arthur Anderson. Lawsuits, they're for sissies. For the rest of us, there's executive celebrity boxing coming this May. Because you can never be too young or too fox.
Satirist Harry Shearer. His movie, Teddy Bear's Picnic, by the way, opens in New York and Los Angeles on March 29th.